Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So, welcome everybody to Gregory Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to talk about Major League Baseball. Let's talk in Major League Baseball.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack? You want to get some crack? Okay, that sounds good.
I don't care if we never get back. Let me root, root, root for the home team.
Yeah, this is G-Money, the pimp comic, and we're talking about G-Money Sports Report. Right now, we're talking about Major League Baseball, and we got 2 months left in the season, and the teams are jockeying for position, trying to get to the playoffs. And right now, the standings are as follows. In the American League, we got the New York Yankees are in first place. The Houston Astros are in second place. The Toronto Blue Jays are in third place. The Seattle Mariners are in fourth place. And the Devil Rays, the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, are in fifth place. And that's the standings right now for the American League. Now, for the National League, the teams in the National League are jockeying for position to get ready for the playoffs also. And so their standings are as follows. First place is the Los Angeles Dodgers. Second place is the New York Mets. Third place is the Atlanta Braves. Fourth place is the Milwaukee Brewers. And fifth place is the San Diego Padres. That's the standings right now for the National League Baseball. And that's the standing as of the Major League. That's what their standing is. So we got 2 months left until we get out to the month of October, and then the playoffs will begin. So I'm G Money, and that's G Money Sports Report right now, today, August 5th, 2022. Now, let's take a commercial break and play some music, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. You know, when I came home from college, my baby brother, Big Nasty, he was 12 years old, and he decided he wanted to play baseball. So he had signed up at Del Amo Park to play baseball. And I went out to watch him play his first game because his big brother was a baseball fanatic. You know, I really was. I had planned to go pro and everything. So when I came home from college, I was looking forward to my brother playing baseball. And he went out and he had his team all together and everybody was there. And I was sitting in the bleachers getting ready for the game to start. And then the umpire said that they couldn't play the game. And I couldn't understand why. So I asked my brother, I said, what's going on?
Like I say, get money. That's what they say. You say get money. Like I say, he's so pretty, he can kiss himself. Get money. Like I said, he's so pretty, he can kiss himself. Get money. You gotta love it, gotta love it. Get money. You gotta love it, gotta love it. Oh, big booty girls run the world. That's what they say. Get money. Like I say, big booty girls run the world. Get money, like I say. Big booty girls run the world. You gotta love it. Like I say, big booty girls run the world. You gotta love it. Like I say, get money. Get money. You gotta love it. Get money. That's right. Feel crazy. Playboy's pretty. Like I say, you gotta love it. Gotta love it. Get money. That's right. Feel crazy. Playboy pretty. Like I say, that's get money. He's feel crazy. Playboy pretty. You gotta love it. God love him, like I say.
I'm doing a deep since the day I was born.
Get money.
I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay.
Get money.
I'm G-Money, the pimp county. I can put it down, girl. Come on, man.
Like I said, G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G- get money. Get money. Like I said, get money. Get money. Get money. Like I said, get money. Get money. Get money. Like I said, I had gone to this club in Long Beach, and I took my pictures that night, and I went inside at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. Well, these two girls walked by me, and they stopped, and they started flirting with me. And they were like, "What's up, baby? What you doing?" And I said, "I'm waiting on the bus. Unfortunately, my ride doesn't come until 6 o'clock in the morning." And they said, "Why don't you come with us? We got a house not too far from here, and you can keep us company till 6 o'clock in the morning." And I said, "Oh, well, that sounds kind of interesting." And one of the girls said, "Well, I got some weed." And the other girl said, "And I got some cognac." And I said, "Oh, cognac and weed? Yeah, okay."
Money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, pick five all day. I'm G-Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers, the kind that you like. Got my name on my hat and my name on my shoes. Step master of the blue side, blue stepping crew. I'm G-Money, used to live in the park, getting high with my homeboys in the park after dark. The camp was a lot, and in the desert first, the camp blew up like a battlefield nerd. I'm G-Money, and I'm blowing up the spot. Got all of my homeboys smoking up all my pot. All of my ladies singing, ready or not. All my lyrics, big, nasty, and hot. I'm hot like a blazing fire, burning up the planet. Double date with Christy and her roommate, Janet. All of my women cooking home-cooked meals. My skin is shiny, like a black seal. I'm G-Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial. I'm G-Money, it's a family affair. I'm hanging with the homies and we go everywhere. They say I'm so fly, they call me Savoy Fair. Girls in my neighborhood, Prince braid my hair. I'm G-Money, and I'm swinging on a swing. Like a gangster on the run, I'm like a street king. I'm G-Money, and I want the world to know I'm an OG gangster with the old school flow.
old school flow. Old school flow. Old school flow. Old school flow. I'm G Money, and I want the world to know I'm a straight OG with the old school flow. Old school flow. Old school flow. I'm G Money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. Came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now. 6-5 all day. I'm G Money, the pimp dumb. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me?
So I was hanging out with Lisa, and Lisa had a party. Now, we're like 8 or 9 years old, you know, maybe 10. And her mother and her auntie sat on the sofa couch, and they were watching us dance. And I was dancing with Lisa. And her mother was like, oh, they look so cute together. Oh, baby, you look so good. Let me see you dance. So I broke out and did the swim, and I did the mashed potatoes. And she said, no, baby, I want to see you dance for real. And I stopped in the middle of my dance, and I was like, oh, no, I don't know what to do. I thought I was doing real dances.
We have a store, gmoney.com, where you can buy all kind of G Money products. Everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners wealth building situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins
The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worthing pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yes, in Las Vegas and everybody around the world, this is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody. That's right. Welcome, everybody, all around the world, to Gregory Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a short story that I want to share with you. There was a man that was sitting in a bar, and he was sitting at a table, and he was drunk. He had been drinking for a few hours, and he was laying across the table, and the bartender saw him and sent a man over from the bar to go wake him up, to get him up, because he can't be sleeping in the bar. And so the guy went over and woke him up and got him up. But the man still slouched down and laid on the table. So he went back and told the bartender, and the bartender said, all right, well, maybe the man had too much to drink, and we need to take him home. So I have the address where he lives. So can you give him a ride home? And the guy at the bar said, sure, I'm a Christian. I'll take him home. So the bartender wrote down the man's address and everything and gave it to the man that was sitting at the bar. And he went over to the table, and he stood the guy up at the table. And when he stood him up, the man just slid down on the ground again. And he was like, oh, man, this dude is really drunk. He can't even stand up, so I'm going to have to carry him. So he put him on his shoulders, and he carried him to the front door. And then when they got out the front door and they went to the parking lot, he stood the man by the car, but he opened the passenger door up, and the man slid down to the ground again. The man up, and then he put him inside the car on the passenger side. And then he closed the door and walked around to the driver's side, got in, started the car, and he drove off. And he showed up at the man's house, and he parked the car, and he walked around the car to the passenger side. And he opened the door and pulled the man out and stood him up against the car, and the man slid down on the ground again. And this guy was like, oh, man, this guy is really drunk. I'm glad I got him home because he is drunk. So he stood him up again, stood him next to the car, and then he closed the passenger door, and then he kind of put the man on his shoulders and kind of carried him to the front door. And then he got him to the front door, and he leaned him against the house, and he rang the doorbell, and he was holding the man up against the house. And a woman came to the door, and the man asked if he was her husband. I mean, he asked her if she was his wife. And she said, yeah, that's my husband. And she said, all right, well, we gave him a ride home because we think he had too much to drink and he's a little drunk, so he can't walk. And so we brought him home. And she said, oh, well, thank you very much for bringing him home. I really appreciate that. Except I got one question. Where's his wheelchair? Da 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 da. I'm G Money, the pimp coming. And if you didn't know, now you know. There was a man that was sitting in the house reading a newspaper, and he was watching TV. And his wife was cooking dinner for a dinner party that they were having later on that night. And she asked her husband if he could go down to the beach and if he could get some snails so they could have snails for their appetizer before they had dinner. So she gave him a bucket, and he ungrudgingly went down the stairs and went down to the beach and was walking along the shoreline, and he started collecting snails and putting snails in this bucket. And he walked down the shoreline, and he was putting snails in the bucket. And while he was doing that, he saw this woman walking along the shoreline, but she was a long way off, and he saw her from a distance, and he said, wow, she's beautiful. I wish I could talk to her, but she's a long way off, and I'm not going way down there to talk to her, so I'm just going to sit here and collect my shells. And every now and then he would look up and see her, and she was walking on the shoreline. So he was collecting the snails, putting them in the bucket, and he looked up, and she was standing right over him. And she was asking him what he was doing, and he said, well, my wife is having a dinner party, and we're going to have snails for appetizer. So I'm out here collecting the snails for my wife to fix for her appetizer. And she said, oh, that's nice. So they talked for a few minutes, and he had a good conversation with the lady. And she said, you want to go to my house? I have some alcohol. I got some drinks. We can have some drinks. And maybe, you know, we can, maybe you can have a little something to eat because I have some food cooked. And he said, sure, I'll come with you to your house. And so he went to the house and they had some drinks. And she fixed him a little snack, some little food. And he ate the food. And the next thing you know, they were in bed, and he was having sex with the lady. And after they had sex, he went to sleep. And he woke up about 7 o'clock in the morning, and he looked over and saw her clock. And he said, oh, my God, I missed my wife's dinner party. Oh, she's going to be so mad because I still got all the snails here that I didn't take to her to fix for the appetizer. Oh, she's going to be mad. So he got up and he got dressed and he ran out the house and ran down the shoreline all the way to his house. And he ran up the stairs. And when he was running up the stairs to his house, he tripped and fell and filled all of the snails out on his stairs. So he has snails all down the stairs, all the way down to the sand. And he looked at the snails and he was like, oh my goodness. And then he looked up and saw his wife standing over him at the door, and she had her arms on her hips, and she was mad. She said, you missed the dinner party last night. Where have you been? And he said, well, I was collecting the snails for the dinner party. And she said, yeah, right. Well, you're late. And he looked at her, and then he looked at the snails, and he said, come on, snails, we're almost here. Just a little further, and we'll be at the house. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, now it's time for me to share another story with you, a story that happened sometime in my lifetime. It's a personal story that I wrote to share with my listening audience with the radio show. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and get you some snacks and get a cold drink, something cold to drink, and sit back and enjoy my story, because I'm sure it'll be entertaining, it'll be amusing, and it might be educational for you. So sit back and listen to my story. And we'll be back for more of the show and more songs in a minute. So DJ Papa D, can you play the story that I recorded for the listening audience?
I'm going to talk about an interesting subject today. We're going to talk about prejudice, how the light-skinned black men and women were prejudiced against the dark-skinned black skin and women. And when I grew up in the 60s, being dark-skinned wasn't real popular. All the girls thought all the light-skinned guys were real handsome, and all the light-skinned girls were real beautiful. But if you were dark-skinned, if you were black-skinned, you didn't get no love. No love at all. It was just a bad time. And we had to develop our own self-love for us to be who we were. So we had to develop over time to be the best that we could be, even though we knew we were great. We knew we were talented. We knew we were smart. But we had to let everybody else know what we were doing. And so when I went to school in the 60s, that's when James Brown came out with Say It Loud, I'm black and I'm proud. And Adolf Hitler started the Olympics, and he wanted to prove that white people, the Germans, were better athletes than the blacks. And Jesse Owens showed him up. He won the 100, and he won the 200, and then he won the 4x4 relay. He was the fastest man on the planet, and he was a black man. And in the Olympics, they had Carl Lewis winning the 100, the 200, and the 4x4 relay. And you had Rinaldo Nehemiah, who's a fraternity brother of mine. He won the low hurdles in the Olympics, being the fastest hurdler on the planet. And we've gone and won the 100 every year since Bob Hayes won the 100. And Bob Hayes played for the Dallas Cowboys. And he was the fastest man on the planet at the time that he ran in the Olympics. So it's the time where black people need to be recognized.
and they need to say it loud. We're black and we're proud. And the Black Panther Party, which was in Oakland, California, I'm proud to say my fraternity, Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, where I'm a member, I was pledged in Huey Newton's house in Oakland, California. And I was always black, and I was proud. And I always had to have self-confidence because I went to school in an all-white Catholic elementary school where we had a lot of blacks, but I was the darkest one on the campus. I was the black sheep on the campus. But it was all right because everybody loved me because I was a good person, and I always strove to be the best that I could be. And I always developed my friendships around my friends, and they loved me. The girls loved me, and my friends that were Creole, that were light, bright, and damn near white, yeah, like Rose Conant, my girl. She's my buddy and my best pal. And in fact, Rose told me that she couldn't have dated me when we were in elementary school because I was too black. But I found out that everybody loved me, not because I was handsome, even though I was, but because I was a good athlete. I played football, baseball, basketball, and I ran track. So I was a four-sport athlete for like 8 years of my first 8 years of life. And I was a super athlete because I always improved and did well every year that I played. And it was always a good thing for me to be sociable and to be liked by everybody. So I found out that just being who I was good enough for me to be liked by everybody. And because I was self-confident, I ended up being able to do things that a lot of dark-skinned black men won't do. But dark-skinned men have a way to be a little better than everybody else. They have been able to stand up and take charge. Like we had a black president. He's dark, and he's a member of the black race. Barack Obama was the first black president, and I'm sure we'll have more. And the Olympics, the men that won the 100 and won all of the track meets stood up on the podium with the black gloves with the fist in the air saying black power. And everybody recognized that the black athletes were the super athletes. Like in basketball, we had Larry Bird, but then they got Magic Johnson and Lew Alcindor, or better known as Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And we have Michael Jordan, and we had Kobe Bryant. I mean, we had such black superstars that was just amazing in the sport. And then in football, they said that blacks were too dumb to be quarterbacks. And they actually improved the team. And the winner of the Super Bowl this past year was the Philadelphia Eagles, and they had a black quarterback. But he wasn't the first black quarterback to win a Super Bowl. J. Doug Williams played for the Washington Redskins, and they won the Super Bowl. And we've had a couple of other quarterbacks that went to the Super Bowl, but they didn't win, like the quarterback from the Carolina Panthers. He went to the Super Bowl, but he didn't win. But he got his team there, and he became most valuable player of the league that year. So it's been an awesome year for black people to be recognized. And it's time for all America, for all the world to recognize that dark skin is in. And we have singers and dancers and artists that are dark skin that are doing big things, like Biggie Smalls was one of the best rappers that ever lived. And Tupac Shakur was another black rapper. And we have Dr. Dre, which is the beat maker, the producer of the year. And we've had several other dark entertainers that have gotten recognition. Black man has stepped up and has been the leader in the world that we live in today. So watch out, world. The black man is rising to the top. He is coming, and he's on his way to take charge, to be in charge, to control the environment, and to take control of our kids, because we need to do something with our kids to make our civilization better, because we've had some problems with guns. And say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. That's right. That's how we're doing today. We're introducing the Black Positive.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
on storytimewithgmoney.com, where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G Money Girard's Facebook page, or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I have a short story joke that I want to share with you. There's a man that came in the house, and he caught his wife in bed with another man. And he said, "Hey, what the hell is going on in here?" And the wife looked at the man that she was in bed with, and she said, "See, I told you my husband was stupid." OG Money. All right. I have another one for you. There was a man that walked into the bar, and he told the bartender he needed a triple shot of something strong. And the bartender fixed him a triple shot of tequila gold. And he drank it. And the bartender said, "Wow, that's a serious drink. You must really be upset about something." And he said, "Yeah, I caught my wife in bed with my best friend." "Oh, really? Oh, man, here, we'll have another triple shot, because I know you're really upset and you need a drink." So the man said, "Thank you." And he drank another drink, and he was getting buzzed. And the bartender said, "So what did you do with your wife?" He said, "I walked into the bedroom, and I walked up on my wife, and I put my fingers in her face, and I said, 'I want you to get dressed. Pack all your clothes and everything and get the hell out of my house. I don't want to see you anymore in life.'" And the bartender said, "Yeah, well, that's good. So what did you do about your best friend?" He said, "I put my fingers in his face and I looked at him dead in his eyes and I said, 'Bad dog.'" I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. I got another one for you. There was a man and woman in bed, and the woman got up to go to the bathroom. And when she came out the bathroom, she threw the bathroom door open and walked into the bedroom and stood at the foot of the bed and threw her gown open. And she said, "Super pussy." And her husband said, "I'll have the soup." I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, one more for you. There were two men sitting under a tree, and they were digging, they were sitting under a tree, and one man was reading the newspaper, and the other man was typing madly on the typewriter. And a lion came up on him, and he ate the man that was reading the newspaper, and then he left. Well, I guess carnivores know that readers digest and writers cramp. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. If you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, now it's time for us to play a song. You know, I had some people that pulled up my radio show with Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the Millionaire Group, and he brought a guy on the line with him that was from Illinois, and he said that this guy produced a record, and the record was let me think if I know the name of the record. It was We're Dreaming, or It Was Just a Dream. So let's see if my DJ still has access to that song. DJ Papa D, do you still have that song in our record list? We'll see if we have that song. That guy came on the radio about a year ago, and he played that song for us. It's Just a Dream. And I thought it was a song by Biggie, but he produced that song himself. Okay. Well, I don't know if we have that in our collection right now. So let's play another song, that I have that's in my collection, and it's called G Money's a Pimp. Let's play that for the listening audience. And then we'll come back and maybe we can play It's Just a Dream. So DJ Papa D, play my song. And cheap money, Japan.
Thank you. Big Nasty and DJ Papa D. I'm G Money, the Pimp Count. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me?
And we looked up, and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you. You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Vegas and everybody, what's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and hear what I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody. That's right, everybody around the world. Welcome to Gregory's Stories. And tell a friend, tell them that G Money sent you to the radio show to listen to the activities I'm talking about. All right, well, let's play a song and let's see if we came up with the song that we got from one of our guests. He called in and said he had a song he wanted to share with my radio show. So we recorded the song, and we were playing it for his entertainment so that he can be on the radio. And I want to know, did we find that song, DJ? It's something about a millionaire.
I would have to look for the song because I don't know the name of it. So yeah. I would have to go through my archives and try to figure out how to find it because we don't know the name and we don't know the artist.
Yeah. All right. Well, then I guess I got to tell you another joke. Let's see. There was a man that was walking down the street in New York, and he was passing all of these stores. And he walked into a restaurant and sat down at the table and looked at the menu. And then the waitress came over and asked him if he was ready to order. And he said, yes, I'm ready to order.
And she said, okay, what would you like to eat? He said, I want a bowl of soup. And she said, okay, one bowl of soup. Anything else? He said, no, that's all I want. And she said, okay. And she took his menu and walked off and went into the kitchen and came back with a big bowl of soup and sat it down on the table in front of him and said, enjoy your meal, sir. And he said, thank you. And he was looking around, and he said, waitress, waitress, I got a problem. I need your help. And she came back, and she said, you have a problem? What's your problem? Can I help you? And he said, taste the soup. And she said, why? Is the soup too hot? He said, taste the soup. She said, is the soup too cold? He said, taste the soup. She said, why? It doesn't have enough meat in it? He said, taste the soup. And she said, why? It doesn't have enough vegetables in it? He said, just taste the soup, please. And she said, okay, all right. And she looked around and she said, where's your spoon? He said, aha, that'd be the problem. You didn't give me a spoon to eat my soup with. Ha, 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 ha. I'm G-Money. The pimp coming, and if you didn't know, now you know. All right, well, let me see. Maybe we should play another song. I got another song that I want to play out of my collection of songs. Let's see. Let's play Candy. That's a good song. I haven't heard that in a while. Let's play Candy for our listening audience. And then we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Smiling at me, and I said, what? Are you serious?
waving at me, smiling at me.
It's a candy.
And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, waving at me, smiling at me. And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, waving at me, smiling at me. I was like, oh, that's how you tell a man from a woman. Except you can go up there and grab them in their nuts. And if you get a handful of dicks, you know it's a man. But you might just pop. I'm G Money, the pimp coming. I can put it down, girl.
My daddy had a friend that had a big house, and he ended up putting a pool in the backyard of his house. And he had three big Great Dane dogs that were running around the yard in the pool area. And me and my brothers were swimming in the pool, and the dogs were jumping in the pool behind us. And they would be swimming around waiting on us to come up for air, and then they would be pouncing on top of us. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse, and he would dive in the pool right after us. And when you came up to get air, he would pounce on you. And every time they were on top of us, it was a situation where either we had to get away or we had to drown. So we had some good times at that pool. My daddy had a friend that had a big house in South Central L.A. And he ended up putting a pool in the backyard of his house. And it was great, because every time we played, we went to his house to swim in his pool. And he had three big Great Dane dogs that were running around the yard in the pool area. And me and my brothers were swimming in the pool. And as long as we were swimming in the pool, the dogs were jumping in the pool behind them. When they came up, the dogs would be right there waiting for them. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse. And when you came up to get air, he pounced on you. We had to get away, or we had to drown. Now imagine swimming in the pool, and you get a big Great Dane chasing you around the pool. And he would dive in the pool right after us. And he would put his head in the water to see where you were. And he would be swimming around in the pool so he could swim over you. And when you came up to get air, he would pounce on you. And you had to go back down and try to find a place to come up where you could get air. When they came up, the dogs would be right there waiting for them. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse. And when you came up to get air, he would pounce on you. We had to get away, or we had to drown. And it was three Great Danes that would be swimming in the pool, and they would be waiting on us to come up for air. And every place you rode, the dogs would be there. So we were swimming in the pool, and my brothers, every time they came up for water, the dogs were crawling on top of her. So they had to keep going underwater and swimming until they got to the edge. And when they pulled up on the edge of the pool, the dogs were right there when they pulled up. So I was laughing. When they came up, the dogs would be right there waiting for them. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse. And when you came up to get air, he pounced on you. We had to get away or we had to drown. So we had some good times at that pool, and I learned to swimming in my daddy's friend's pool. And I swam in his swimming pool for several years. And my godfather was hosting parties, cooking shrimp and cooking lobster and cooking crawdads. And all those crawdads were good. And the dogs were always there. We always had the dogs to compete with us while we were swimming. When they came up, the dogs would be right there waiting for us. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse. And when you came up to get air, he pounced on you. We had to get away, or we had to drown. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Gerard's Facebook page, or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money radio show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worthing pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
We're just Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories. Well, I got another song I want to share with you, and it's dealing with the dogs in my hood. That's the name of the song, The Dogs in My Hood. I had some vicious dogs on my block when I grew up in South Central L.A. They had some dogs on 65th Place that I want to sing about. So DJ Papa D played Dogs in My Hood for us. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Okay, let's doggy step. Doggy step. Rub the big breath. The doggy step. On 2 times. On 3 times. On 4 times, march it up 4 times. On 2 times. On 3 times. March it up, doggy, march it up.
I'd like to tell you about the dogs in my hood. If you come to South Central L.A., you go to 65th Place and go to the middle of the block. And you go to the 7th house, and then you listen, and you hear a dog making a lot of noise. He's barking and growling and making a lot of sound, because he's a guard dog, and he won't be letting you know that he don't want you to come messing around. He's in charge of his house. He takes care of people that live in the house. He's a guard dog, and he don't mean no harm. But if you see him on the street, you better beware. You cross the street, you run down the block and get somewhere, because he's a guard dog. And if you see him out, he's a brown, a black and white, and gray husky, Alaskan Malamute with his shiny white tail, and the tail curls and rolls up his back. And when you see him, you think he looks real good, and you want to go and pet him, but I wouldn't. I'ma tell you, the dog ain't nice. He's a guard dog, and he lets you know that he don't play. So get ready, to run somewhere, because he's a guard dog, and his name is Chance. He walks the house to the right and the house to the left and the 3 houses across the street, and he smells the bushes. And he pees in the trees. He marked his territory to let you know that he's a guard dog. And he's on patrol. He's a guard dog. And he's doing his thing because he's taking care of the property. And he lets you know that he's a guard dog. I'd like to tell you about the dogs in my hood. If you come to South Central L.A., you go to 65th Place. And if you go down the block to the end of the street, there's a corner house with a dog on the beat. He's in the corner house, and if you walk by the fence, he's barking and growling and sticking his head out and trying to bite you when you walk by his yard, because he's a guard dog, and he's doing his job. He's a white shepherd, all white, and his name is Cola, and he's real nice. But don't get it wrong, because he's B-I-B-I-O-U-S. Yes, he's vicious, oh yes. He will fight. He got big teeth, and he growls and he barks real mean. And if you see him out on the street, you better run and go the other way, because he's a guard dog, and he's taking his place in charge of his corner. He's controlling the crowd, because he's a guard dog, and he barks out loud. He's a guard dog, and he's doing his job, because he's the controller on the corner, and letting you know that if you see him out, you better run and hide and go, because he's a guard dog. The dogs in my neighborhood are up to no good. The dogs in my neighborhood are guard dogs, and they're doing their job. They're guard dogs, and they deal with the mob. They're a guard dog, and yes, they bite. So get away and get out of sight, because they're dogs, and they're guard dogs. And you know what? If you see him out, you better cross the street and run the other way. Because this is guard dogs, and they just don't play. They are guard dogs. They are taking care of their neighborhood, and they are barking and making a lot of noise like they should, because they're guard dogs. And they let the neighbors know that they're in charge, and they take care of it, and so they are guard dogs. My neighborhood dogs, guard dogs, are the dogs in my hood, guard dogs. And they're up to no good. They are guard dogs, and they're doing their job. They are guard dogs, and they don't deal with the mob. They are guard dogs, doing their thing. They are guard dogs, and don't mean a thing, but they're violent. B-I-T-I-O-D-S. Yes, they're bitches. Hell yes, they're guard dogs in my neighborhood. They are taking control of the street. They are guard dogs. And if they get a chance, they will bite. So if you see them out, you cross the street and run the other way. Because they're guard dogs. And they just don't play. They are guard dogs. The dogs in my hood, they're guard dogs, and they're up to no good.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, DJ Papa D, let's holler at some birthdays. We got some followers and some friends and some fans
that are following the radio show that we want to celebrate their birthdays today.
Yes, we do have some birthdays today.
All right, today is August 5th. Let's see what we got.
All right. Internet's a little slow today. There we go. Happy birthday to Bobby Hall, who's 70 years young today. Happy birthday to Pandora Kella C. Rain. Happy birthday to Denise Taylor Giles, or Denise Taylor Giles. Happy birthday to Lynn Parker, who's 44 years young today. Happy birthday to Jermaine Anderson. Happy birthday, Rashonda Humphrey. Happy birthday, Ken Hill. Happy birthday to Jessica Shellman. Happy birthday to Michael Mahoney, who's 54 years old today. Happy birthday to Xavier Bradley. And last but not least, happy birthday to Mr. James Randolph, who's 50 years old today. And that's it for all of the Lions who are born today, August 5th. And whose birthday is today, August 5th, 2022.
All righty then. Everybody, happy birthday that's born today on August 5th, 2022. Well, they're not born today, but today is the date of their birth. So, I want to wish them happy birthday. Hopefully, God blessed them with long years, longevity in their life, and blessed them with the goodness for them to maintain their holiness, and they will be in God's everlasting love so that they'll be around in the life after. I wish everybody the best and wish them the graciousness of the good Lord. All right, well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to wish them happy birthday today. And for every day after that, may they have many, many, many more. All right, my birthday song, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. And for those that I don't like, happy birthday to you. You live in a zoo. You look like a monkey, and you act like one, too. That's for all the lions in the world that are trying to take over things in the world that we live in. Because this is our world, and I'm G Money, and it's my world, y'all. All right, well, I'll see you again on Monday. So today is our Friday show, so we're going to say you have a good weekend. Watch some football. I think there may be some football. We didn't even announce that the Rams won their game the other day against the Jacksonville Jaguars. So that's a good start for the Rams. I think they're going to have a squad this year, people, to watch the Rams in the AFC, see if they're going to compete with all the teams on the West. All right. Well, I'm going to see you tomorrow. I got to go. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? So I'm going to say adios to you, hasta la vista, como se llama, and all that other good stuff. I'll see you on Monday. Have a good weekend. And remember, if you get some presents, remember, you can holler at me because it ain't no fun if the homie can't have none. That's right. So I'm waiting on your call to celebrate your birthday with you. And I hope you get some good stuff today, you know, really get some goodies, you know, I mean, some cake or some ice cream or something like that. Of course. And I'm out. I'll see you on Monday. All right, DJ, let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible
has said that two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that blacks and whites and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together. And we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. for thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.